Well, hey, world. This is John Burton and Mary Marshall.
Hi.
We are with, of course, Emerald Staffing, and this is our first episode of Happily Placed. God, Mary, welcome.
Thank you.
Gosh, this is so great.
It's exciting. I like this.
Kind of feel like we're a little NPR-ish right now, but that's okay. So, you know, we wanted to put together a video, kind of a video blog for our YouTube channel that talks about, you know, things that, you know, you and I have talked about. I mean, God, you know, we have candidates come in every day. I mean, how long have you been in the staffing business now?
5 years. Five years now.
Seems like yesterday.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know.
God, well, I started in 1985.
Wild.
So 5+ years.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Just a few years.
Uh-huh.
So we, we've experienced a lot of you know, client needs, a lot of candidate needs. We've launched a lot of careers, you know, and as a result, you know, we just kind of felt we had some information to share.
Yeah.
So our first episode.
Happily Placed.
Happily Placed.
And what else?
I just graduated from college. I don't want to live in my parents' basement forever.
What do I do?
I need a job. What do I do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
So we want to talk about tips on, you know, what we could do for, or what you could do, you know, as a recent grad to find the right job, you know, find that career path that's best for you.
Exactly. What are your thoughts on on-campus interviews as a practice?
You know, I think it's good practice.
Yep.
You know, getting to know companies in the area.
I agree. You know, and it takes the pressure off. So for all of you that are ready to graduate, you know, the nice thing about an on-campus interview is you could have one, completely blow it,
right?
Learn from it, and then, you know, take what you've learned and kind of apply it to the next interview.
Sure.
Whether it's a job you want or don't want, it doesn't, that's kind of irrelevant. I mean, you know, it's just about
getting yourself out there.
Getting yourself out there.
Getting comfortable.
More reps. You know, the more practice you have, the easier it is when you actually get into an interview that you kind of want.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so you interview a lot of recent, you know, college grads and just college grads in general.
Right.
You know, I have a lot of friends that have gone back to college in their 40s who are still recent college graduates.
Sure.
You know, so it's an interesting, time we live in. Where education is just available, which is great.
Yeah.
So what do you think the biggest mistake is? Somebody comes into the office and what do you see?
I see great candidates all day, every day. You know, a lot of good people come in through the doors, and I think the first thing that you should focus on is your resume. I think that's the number one thing is to focus on, you know, paying attention to the detail.
Sure.
You know, going through it with a fine-tooth comb.
Spelling, grammar.
Exactly. If you say you have a high attention to detail, make sure you're checking that
resume. Well, that's a good point. You know, I mean, you know, spell check and grammar check are wonderful.
Important.
They're important.
Yeah.
But even with that, I think it's good to have some human intelligence to take that is kind of that next step in the artificial intelligence, because, you know, we all know, I mean, you can spell two, three different ways.
Sure.
And grammar might pick it up, but spell check
might not.
May not, because it's it's spelled correctly.
Right.
It's just the wrong use of the word two.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you asked me to read your resume, I'd read it.
On top of resume, though, I think another thing that's really important is dressing for the part, right? Dressing up, making sure that you are you know, dressing for success. And I know people say that and it sounds cheesy, but it's true. You want to make your first impression with the company.
Absolutely.
You know, making sure that you have proper attire, you know?
Well, and look, here's the other thing too. I mean, oftentimes the first time you buy a suit is typically at college graduation.
Right.
You know, and it's usually a graduation gift. You're going to go out into the world. You have this great degree. So here's the downside to a new suit if you've never owned a suit before is we've seen it on more than one occasion where there's a tag on your wrist that says the name of the suit, and it just somehow doesn't get taken off before you wear the suit.
Right.
It'd be like wearing a sales tag on your collar. I mean, it's not good.
It's not good.
So
yes, just be cognizant, you know?
Right.
Be aware.
Be aware.
Yeah.
Be aware.
Yep.
You know, that's Yeah, God, I tell you, I mean, it always just amazes me, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. You know, how about as far as, so we have, you know, the resume, you mm-hmm. know, covered. And back on the resume, yeah. One sheet, two sheets, 12?
One sheet. Try and fit it onto one sheet, you know, make it as streamlined as possible. People who are looking at resumes, right. they don't want to read. You know, they don't want to read a novel. They want to see clear-cut bullet points of what you've done.
Exactly.
You know, education, obviously, you just graduated. You know, it's exciting. So make sure you highlight
that. You should start with that at the top,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And on GPA, I think my personal preference, if you have a 3.2 and above, put it on the resume.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a 3.2 and below, I guess that'd be a 3.19, technically.
Yeah.
And below.
Right.
Leave it off.
Sure. I agree.
You know, if you are a scholarship recipient, mm-hmm. add those scholarships to your resume.
Yeah.
It shows a pattern of success, you know, from high school straight through.
Right.
Right. You know, I think that's important.
Yep.
So we have the resume kind of covered. We mm-hmm. talked about online. Or online, on-campus
interviews.
We need on-campus interviews for practice. And we need to wear a suit or appropriate clothing.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we use a suit as just kind of an example.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you can wear whatever you want as long as it's professional.
Yeah.
And you don't have tags on them.
Right.
You know, outward exactly. tags.
Yep.
Bad.
I always say dress up more than what you would expect. You know, it's better to go into an interview dressed up.
Absolutely.
Versus, you know, and you can laugh about it. Say you walk into an interview and somebody's wearing Nikes.
Right.
You can laugh about it. You know, you're wearing some nice loafers.
I came in overdressed for
yeah.
the part.
Yeah.
You know, we have clients that have told us over the years that whatever they interview, the person they interview in the, you know, they see in that interview,
mm-hmm.
they subtract 50%. Because that's really what they're buying long term.
Yeah.
Because everybody always dresses up the best for that interview.
Mm-hmm.
So you might don't wear a tuxedo. I mean, that'd be stupid. I mean,
no ruffles.
Yeah, no ruffles.
No blue ruffles now.
What about green?
No.
Still bad.
Neither.
No ruffles, no tuxedos. But okay. But it's a good point.
Right.
But understand that the person that's talking to you mentally is looking down the road at month 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
You know, and that doesn't mean go out and spend $10,000 at Nordstrom
no.
or another. By the way, Nordstrom is not a sponsor of this. if they were, we'd have better equipment. But since I mentioned it, I have to, that's
right.
that's a disclaimer.
Yeah.
But you get the idea. Yeah. You know, just, you know, you can shop smartly and have clothing that's appropriate, you know, for the yeah. business in, you know, environment.
Right.
Okay, so recap again mm-hmm. from the top.
Mm-hmm.
We've practice our interviews on campus. It's free and it's easy. Just put a name on a piece of paper and sign up. They'll call you. It's
yeah.
genius.
Right.
Resume one page.
Mm-hmm.
Dress for success. You know, Dress for Success is not a sponsor also,
no.
by the way. But we got that.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think some of the things I personally look, and you can chime in on this.
Mm-hmm.
If your interview starts at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. first of all, back that bus up a second.
Mm-hmm.
If your interview is tomorrow and you know it's tomorrow and you have the address, drive to the place the night before.
Yep.
Know where you're going. Understand traffic, because whatever can go wrong, first of all, you're angsty anyway, you're nervous, and then all of a sudden you're trying to find a building you've never been to. Go the night before, figure out where you're going, figure out where parking is.
Yep.
Right?
And it's a big one.
It's a big one. And understand,
right.
you know, where you're going.
Right.
So
that ties into prep.
Does tie into prep.
Oh, my gosh. Prep is so important.
Yeah. Walk me through prep. What do you
think? So prep with any candidate that I'm working with, you know, if we have an interview for them, we prep. We spend 30 minutes just us, you know, talking about the position, talking about the company. You know, I suggest every single time that you have an interview that you are reading about the company. You know, you're getting to know who you're interviewing with. You know the name of the person, do a LinkedIn search. You know, find out a little bit more about them. The more you know and the more prepared
sure.
you are, the more impressed that interview
is. And that person interviewing with you could be an alum.
Right.
You could, they could have gone to the same university that you've just graduated from, mm-hmm. studied the same subject matter.
Common ground. Yep.
Absolutely. And then along with the, that prep. Mm-hmm. So you prepped for the company.
Right.
Now we've dressed you. We've done the interview. You've learned how to do a few interviews. Mm-hmm. And then you go and you've researched. And the reason research is important is this is a career,
right?
This may not be your forever career. That's not necessarily a realistic notion, but it is the building block that will catapult you through life. Mm-hmm. And so, what you learn in this first, real world position is important. And so you want to, to your point, you want to be prepared.
Prepared.
Yeah. And then you've driven to the building, where you're going to interview with, where you're going. So then it comes down to, when do I show up mm-hmm. for the interview?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just, for make-believe, your interview's at 10 o'clock the next morning. I'm thinking 10 minutes ahead of time.
10 minutes.
No
that
more.
That is a perfect.
Yes, perfect. Time.
And I will say, timing-wise,
right.
Showing up late, obviously, don't show up late to your interview.
Right.
Don't show up too early either.
Because exactly.
I've heard that... it could throw the person interviewing you off. Maybe they have plans or they're in another meeting. You want to make sure that you're there. Right. 10 minutes is the ideal.
Exactly. Right. It's not a concert. You're not sleeping outside in your sleeping bag,
exactly.
Waiting to be the first one in to get
right.
the best seat.
Right.
You already have a seat. They're already expecting you.
Exactly.
And the other side of it is, again, to your point, Mary, is, you have to get there too early. You have front desk staff. They don't know what to do with you.
Right.
It's awkward. Mm-hmm. And then that person that's going to interview you, they have to then stop what they're doing.
They feel rushed.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And so it actually, too early plays against you.
Yeah.
If you're late, that's as bad. I don't think there's anything good that comes from being late.
No.
Then you're in the interview. Okay, so
we're back. You're in the waiting room. You're waiting for the person who's interviewing.
I know where you're going. I like this.
Please don't be on your cell phone. I know it's a world of technology. Everyone's on their phone.
Right.
I'm on Facebook all the time. We're on YouTube.
Right.
But just, if there's reading material in the lobby, pick up a magazine, maybe just look over your resume to kind of continue preparing.
Right. Good.
That's really important. And the person at the front desk is the first person that's going to see you for the company.
Absolutely.
It's so important to be, just be kind to everybody, professional.
They will make or break because what will happen, again, is the interview is over. That interviewer is going to come out to the front and ask 100% of the time, how was Bob or Sally?
Right.
Were they kind to you? Because what will happen is if they aren't kind in the front mm-hmm. and they're super nice in the interview, how they really were in the front is who that person is.
Right.
And so,
that'll stick.
It completely sticks.
Yeah.
And so that's great advice. Mm-hmm. The other thing is do not bring coffee or a sandwich or a bagel.
Or a pizza box. I've had that happen before.
Yeah, no pizza to the interview.
Yeah.
We actually years ago now we've taken it down because the title wasn't so great. We did a YouTube presentation like this called Creamer.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We had a lot of hits, by the way, on this. But the topic was coffee in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
We're not Starbucks. Again, not a sponsor. we'd have better equipment. But it's not. We're not in a. It's a professional dialogue. And so what you don't want. And look, these are things we've seen. And these are also typically the folks that sadly don't get employed.
Right.
Is they come in, they put their lunch on the desk, they put their coffee on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the candidate that we're looking to hire internally or externally for our clients. And so we're trying to help you not fall into those pitfalls. And our society is pretty casual.
Right.
I mean, it's not like it was 50 years ago. So a lot of things have gotten loose. And so those, I think that message gets a little blurred sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and so, and they aren't teaching you this in school. You know, this is not the stuff that, you know, that, that professors are conveying, you know, to help you in life. They're teaching a subject matter, mm-hmm. but not the what next,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so, mm-hmm. and so, so there's that.
Yeah. So no pizza.
No pizza.
Don't bring that. No.
And if you do, you, you should share. But
just don't do it.
Don't do it. It's a bad idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to everything I've said up until this point. But except for
yeah,
the pizza.
Don't exactly.
Don't the pizza. You know, the other thing I think is to go in prepared with pre-thought-out questions.
100%. Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to ask questions. From the person that's conducting the interview, if they say, you know, let's recap. You're right out of school. You've just graduated. You've taken the tags off your suit. You've written a resume. You've learned how to interview.
You've eaten your pizza before the interview.
You've eaten your pizza before the interview. You know where you're going. So all these things are the buildup. This is a career, right? You've been in training for 4, in some cases 5 years mm-hmm. to finish your degree. So this is your career, your first opportunity. It's amazing how many people don't have questions.
Yes.
This is the place you're going to go to 8 to 5,
right.
Monday through Friday, and even maybe on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a question.
And you have to remember that even, you know, they're interviewing you, but you're also interviewing them.
It's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street. Like John said, you're going to be there 40 hours plus a week. You want to know more about the company and what you're going to be doing. You're interviewing them just as they're interviewing you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And without questions, you can't make an informed decision.
Exactly.
You know, you don't know if this is a, if this is the right career for you or the right company.
Right.
And if you don't ask questions, that company doesn't think you're interested.
Right.
And so
it's happened. I've seen it. I mean, I've seen it before with, you know, people that I've had go out on interviews. They'll have the skill set, you know, or the degree that the company is looking for. They'll think they're great, but if you're not asking questions, you're not showing that you're interested. So that makes them question, well, you know, I liked them, but did they like us? They didn't ask any questions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also to that point, when you meet the person that's interviewing you, have a real handshake.
Yes.
Eye contact, handshake, mm-hmm. thank them for their time to see you and to explore this opportunity.
Exactly.
And because it all starts, these are all little incremental steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the way, we didn't ask ahead of time. It would be really helpful to take notes. You can rewatch this.
Yeah.
But we're kind of giving you the keys to the test.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
So okay. So again, we have we've suited up. We've practiced interviewing. We have our resume. We've prepped. We've gone the night before.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a firm handshake, eye contact. We have had pre-prepared questions. And even if they say, "Do you have any questions?" They've covered them all. Deep dive back into one of the questions that you had.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've heard that a lot too. You know, I didn't ask the questions because they already answered them.
Right.
They're going to answer a lot of them, but like you said, just dig deeper.
Dig deeper.
Go back when you said this.
Exactly.
What does this mean? You know, dig more into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing that's happened in society and interviews is there's a little bit of a casualness.
Yes.
Our recommendation, if you're in the interview and it's going well, and this just seems like the career that makes sense, let the interviewer know you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for the job.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people will think that they're just cool enough that company's going to call them back.
Right.
And that's just not the case.
Yeah.
It's not squeezy juice soccer anymore. It's like we're in adult land. And you have to ask for the job.
Yeah.
Because the person that asks for the job is more interested. It could be something like this. We're role-playing.
Right.
God, Mary, thank you so much for your time today. Based on everything we've talked about, I am sincerely interested in working for you and for this company. I understand there's a process,
mm-hmm.
But that being said, if you were to offer me the position right now today, I would accept. You know,
nailed
simple
it.
As that.
Yeah.
You know, now you could go back and say all of that. And by the way, can you tell me what to expect next?
Mm.
What is your process?
What is next
you
steps?
Know, what are the next steps?
Right.
Right. And then, you know, then it kind of sets, you know, your expectation,
mm-hmm.
but again, it also lets that company know that you're interested.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? That's great.
Yeah. So the interview is over. We've done great. We've shaken hands. We've asked for the job. And then what, Mary? What comes next?
Thank you note.
Yes.
Okay, this is old school. People love emailing, people love texting, but I think a handwritten thank you note is just the best.
100% of the time. Absolutely.
You know, it makes you stand out. It really does.
And reference something in the interview in the thank you.
Right.
You know, so that company doesn't think you've hand-scribed 50 thank you notes that are all the same.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, I'm in your folder just ready to pass out.
Just ready to go. Yeah, so have something like, hey, by the way, I really enjoyed learning about, you know, the new innovation that your company is you know, launching in the spring.
Right.
You know,
right.
Something that is tied back to that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's perfect.
That's
handwritten thank you notes.
Exactly. Let's talk about salary for a second. Sometimes it's a difficult topic for everybody, actually.
Yeah.
But especially coming out of school, it's a question that you aren't prepared for.
Right.
And typically the scenario is, well, geez, Mary, what are you looking to start at?
And then you go blank.
And you go blank.
And you don't know what to do.
Right.
Do I say too much? Do I say too little?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The answer that makes the best sense is, well, you know, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I've interviewed with you. I know your company is fantastic. I've spent a lot of time doing some pre-research before today. And for the position that you're hiring for, I'm sure you'll make the best possible offer you can, you know, based on the skills you're looking for.
Right.
And then you put it back in that client's lap, let them figure out, you know, where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because labor laws have changed, you know, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And companies can no longer see what your previous history was.
Right.
They can't ask what your previous earning history was. They can ask what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And so let's just say, you know, for easy math, you say, well, I want to earn $3 an hour. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, maybe their budget was $9 an hour and they just paid you $3.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or let's just say you say, I want to earn $9 an hour. And
their budget's $7.
And their budget's $7. And then they think, God, it's $7. They'll never be interested. And so because they don't want to embarrass themselves,
yeah,
they don't make the offer. When in reality, $7 would have been fine.
Right.
You know, and so you want to keep it pretty even. Now, once that salary is offered and you were thinking, you know, for whatever reason that your skill set is greater or whatever, then you can negotiate. But until you have a starting point,
right,
there's no negotiating point.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
yeah. Great advice.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, do you guys have any questions? Wait, you can't call in. But if you wanted to, you can send an email to, what email should we use today? Oh, happilyplaced@emeraldstaffing.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be happy to address those questions or concerns, both, you know, as a specific email back to you, or we can certainly bring it up on our next episode of Happily Placed.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
great
for today.
Yeah, I think it's been good.
That's great.
Hopefully this has helped. Yeah, I'm excited to be a part of this and help you guys with your new careers.
Congratulations, graduates.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.